Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on respecting the sanctity of another Muslim, showing love and showing respect to him. So under this chapter, today's hadith comes with few advices on how to go about showing that respect and showing that love. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ خَمْسٌ رَدُّ السَّلَامِ وَعِيَادَةُ الْمَرِيدِ وَاتِّبَاعُ الْجَنَائِزِ وَإِجَابَةُ الدَّعْوَةِ وَتَشْمِيتُ الْعَاطِسِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ سِتٌ إِذَا لَقِيتَهُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ وَإِذَا دَعَاكَ فَأَجِبْهُ وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ فَانْصَحْ لَهُ وَإِذَا عَطَسَ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ فَشَمِّتْهُ وَإِذَا مَرِضَ فَعُدْهُ وَإِذَا مَاتَ فَاتَّبِعْهُ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim has five rights over another Muslim. A Muslim has five rights over another Muslim. Number one, replying to his salam, replying to his greeting. Number two, visiting the sick. Number three, attending a funeral. Number four, accepting an invitation. And number five, saying, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. It means, may Allah ta'ala have mercy on you, to the person who sneezes. And then in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim has six rights over another Muslim. When you meet him, you make salam to him. When he invites you, you accept his invitation. When he seeks your advice, you advise him. And when he sneezes and says, Alhamdulillah, then you say, Yarhamukallah. When he falls ill, you visit him. And when he passes away, you attend his funeral, you attend his janazah. So sometimes the thought may come to our mind that one hadith is saying five, another is saying six. No contradiction. It often happens in hadith that on the occasion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing the Sahaba, or whoever he is addressing at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would put through those things that are most important to the person that is listening. So in other words, in consideration of the person that is listening, that is according to what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would say. So on one occasion he said six, because the people that were listening, they, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, increased it for a reason. So there is no contradiction. It doesn't mean that one hadith is saying five, another is saying six. No, it's not restricted, because in other hadith they show that there are other rights that a Muslim also has. So it's not only restricted to this. There are many rights that a Muslim has. But anyway, these are highlighted on this particular occasion. So ulama explained now, there are so many different virtues for what has been mentioned. For example, we just go through a few. The virtue of making salam can be gauged from the fact that it is an action of the prophets, it's an action of the malaika, and it's also an action of the people of Jannah. That this action of making salam is actually also the action of the people of Jannah. Such a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given us in this dunya. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit the Sahaba who were ill. Visiting the sick is therefore sunnah, but it may become necessary at times. In other words, the ruling may increase up to a wajib. When it is a case of family, neighbors, or those that are close and they require your assistance, now at that time when your assistance is required, it's not just a sunnah. Sunnah is something that is very great, but it goes up to a wajib, in other words, something that is now much more important. If be left out, it will be a guna for it. So therefore, this also is a very important category of visiting the sick, assisting those that are sick, etc. Next is carrying the janazah to its burial place. Is farzul kifaya. What does it mean, a farzul kifaya? Is that if there are sufficient amount of people to do it, to do that ghusl, to do that burial, it will absolve the whole community from doing it. But if there isn't sufficient, then everyone in that community will be sinful. This is what is known as farzul kifaya. That if everyone is absolved, then there's no problem. But if there isn't enough sufficient people, like what we saw recently, that there were people that were doing the burial and the ghusl, crying out for help, that we need people to come assist us. There's nobody, sometimes there's one person. So then the whole community gets sinful for leaving that great obligation of attending to the janazah. The next point is accepting a dawat, an invitation of a walima. Somebody invites us. So long as there's no guna taking place, then it's necessary, it's important in Sharia that if there's no guna that is taking place and you're not busy at that time and you can afford to accept your brother's invitation, you should accept it. It's a different story now if there's guna that is taking place. Sometimes there is intermingling, sometimes there is music, sometimes the venue is not correct, etc. Then it's a different story. But where there is no genuine need to refuse, We shouldn't be refusing any dawat that somebody has given us. And then replying to the dua of somebody who has sneezed. Somebody who has sneezed and he has said, Alhamdulillah. Now a person says, Yarhamukallah, to that person who has sneezed. This is something that is important. In fact, Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah alayh, once he was on a ship. And while the ship was just about to taking off, he heard somebody on the shore sneezing, and that person said, Alhamdulillah. But now, because he was at a distance away, he heard that person's Alhamdulillah, but he didn't have enough time to say, Yarhamukallah. The ship now is moving away from the shore, so he didn't have that amount of time to reply and say, Yarhamukallah, to this person sneezing and saying, Alhamdulillah. So what he did was, he hired a small boat from that ship that he was hired, like a small, what we say, like a lifeboat or a small boat. Ask someone, please, take me to the shore quickly. I want to reply to this person's sneeze and saying, Alhamdulillah. I just want to say that, Yarhamukallah. So he paid one dirham to this person to take me. So the person quickly took him to the shore. He came back with a small boat. He jumped back onto the ship and he continued with the journey. That night, someone had a dream on the ship that Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah alayh, had purchased his jannat for one dirham. He purchased his jannat for one dirham. All he went and did was he replied to somebody who sneezed and say, Alhamdulillah. So here we learn how important these things are, what benefit they are following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillah.